That's right. So I'm jumping to us our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 13th of July. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 587 BC, Babylon's siege of Jerusalem ended following the destruction of Solomon's temple. Sources differ on the length of the siege, either 18 or 30 months, but it was said during the siege, every worst woe befell the city, which drank the cup of God's fury to the dregs. The king of Judah, Zedekiah, who attempted to escape when the city walls fell, was forced to watch his sons killed, then he himself was blinded, bound, and taken captive to Babylon, where he remained a prisoner for the rest of his years. Most of the city's elite were also taken captive. The city was razed to the ground, and only a few people were permitted to remain to tend to the land. Babylonians were not messing around on this one. In 1573, the Siege of Haarlem, a city in the Netherlands, ended after 7 months as part of the 80 Years' War. In 1772, Captain James Cook began his second voyage aboard the Resolution to the South Seas to search for Terra Australis, bad news, of course, for the locals. Journalist and French revolutionary Jean-Paul Marat was assassinated in the bathtub by Charlotte Corday, a member of an opposing political faction, on July 13th in 1793. 1863, the New York City draft riots took place. In New York City, opponents of conscription began 3 days of rioting, which would later be regarded as one of the worst riots in United States history. The European powers redrew the map of the Balkans, Serbia, Montenegro, and Romania becoming independent of the Ottoman Empire on today's date in 1878 in what was called the Treaty of Berlin. 1923, the Hollywood sign was dedicated in the Hollywood Hills of Los Angeles, created as an advertisement for a local real estate development. The sign originally read Hollywood Land, but the last four letters were dropped after renovation in 1949. Of course, it's gone on to become one of the most famous, recognizable landmarks in all the world. 1943, what's been called the greatest tank battle of all time, ended with Russia's defeat of Germany at Kursk, the Battle of Kursk. Almost 6,000 tanks took place, 2,900 of those lost by Germany. Just imagine those kind of numbers of tanks going at each other. In what was called an unprecedented action, British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan dismissed 7 members of his cabinet on today's date in 1962. Marking the effective end of the National Liberals as a distinct force within British politics. In American politics, 1973, Alexander Butterfield revealed the existence of the Nixon tapes to the Special Senate Committee investigating the Watergate break-in. 1985, Live Aid concerts held at both Wembley Stadium in London and John F. Kennedy Stadium in Philadelphia, as well as venues like right here in Sydney, raised over $70 million for African famine relief. 1997, a crowd of over 100,000 people gathered to watch the implosion of the Royal Canberra Hospital on today's date. Tragically, the implosion was mismanaged and not contained by the building. Debris from the demolition hit a number of people watching from over 500 metres away across Lake Burley Griffin, injuring at least 9 people and killing a 12-year-old girl by the name of Katie Bender instantly when she was hit. Large fragments of masonry and metal were found 650 metres away from the demolition site, where, of course, they should have been contained. And finally, following a surprise Leave vote in the Brexit campaign, on July 13th in 2016, UK Prime Minister David Cameron resigned to be succeeded by Theresa May. Famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Julius Caesar, born on today's date in the year 100 BC. Render unto Kaiser a very happy birthday. Patrick Stewart, Captain Picard, is 78 this morning. A whole different franchise. Actor Harrison Ford, Han Solo, is 76. And Cheech Marin is 72. Wonder what he does to celebrate. You still think he's celebrating just as hard as he used to? some famous musos for us as well. Mark Mendoza of Twisted Sister is 63. DJ Benny Benassi is 51. R&B singer Deborah Cox is 44. Lady Hawk is 39. And Leon Bridges is 29. We were hearing one from him, Coming Home, going out on Someone Different today.
And my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering.
This one going out to Roger McGinn of the Byrds. He's 76 this morning. Very happy birthday, Roger. Frontman for the band, he developed a couple of highly influential guitar styles that you can hear on a great deal of their songs. Going out on one of theirs, of course, this is their first big hit, Mr. Tambourine Man, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.
I'm not sleepy yet.